There's nothing to tell. It's just some guy I work with.
Come on. You're going out with the guy. There's got to be something wrong with him.
All right, Kelly, be nice. So, does he have a hump and a hairpiece?
Wait, does he eat chalk? It's because I don't want her to go through what I went through with Carl. Oh. Okay, everybody relax. Relax, this is not even a date. It's not, it's just two people going out to dinner and not having sex.
Sounds like a date to me. All right, so I'm back in high school. I'm standing in the middle of the cafeteria, and I realize I am totally naked.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
then I look down, and I realize there is a phone there.
Instead of...
That's right. All of a sudden, the phone starts to ring. Now, I don't know what to do. Everybody starts looking at me.
They weren't looking at you before?
Finally, I figure I'd better answer it. And it turns out it's my mother. Which is very, very weird because she never calls me.
This guy says hello, I want to kill myself.
You okay, sweetie?
I just feel like someone reached down my throat, grabbed my small intestine, pulled it out of my mouth, and tied it around my neck. Cookie?
Carol moved her stuff out today.
Oh.
Let me get you some coffee.
Thanks.
Ooh.
No, oh, no, no, don't. Stop cleansing my aura. Don't just leave my aura alone, okay?
Fine. Be murky.
I'll be fine, all right? Really, everyone, I hope she'll be very happy.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. To hell with her. She left me.
You never knew she was a lesbian.
No, okay? Why does everyone keep fixating on that? She didn't know. How should I know?
Sometimes I wish I was a lesbian. Did I say that out loud?
I told Mom and Dad last night. They seemed to take it pretty well.
Oh, really? So that hysterical phone call I got from a woman sobbing at 3 a.m., I'll never have grandchildren, I'll never have grandchildren, was what, a wrong number?
Sorry.
All right, Ross, look. You're feeling a lot of pain right now. You're angry. You're hurting. Can I tell you what the answer is? Strip joints! Come on, you're single. Have some hormones.
See, but I don't want to be single, okay? I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
Rachel? Oh, God, Monica, hi. Thank God. I just went to your building and you weren't there, and then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here, and you are.
Can I get you some coffee?
Decaf. Hey, everybody, this is Rachel, another Lincoln High survivor. This is everybody. This is Chandler and Phoebe and Joey. And you remember my brother Ross?
Sure.
Hey.
So you want to tell us now, or are we waiting for 4 wet bridesmaids?
Oh, God. Well, it started about a half hour before the wedding. I was in this room where we were keeping all the presents, and I was looking at this gravy boat. This really gorgeous Limoges gravy boat. And all of a sudden, I realized, sweet and low, I realized that I was more turned on by this gravy boat than by Barry. And then I got really freaked out, and that's when it hit me how much Barry looks like Mr. Potato Head. You know, I mean, I always know he looks familiar, but... Anyway, I just had to get out of there, and I started wondering, why am I doing this, and who am I doing this for? So anyway, I just didn't know where to go, and I know that you and I have kind of drifted apart, but you're the only person I knew who lived here in the city.
who wasn't invited to the wedding.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that wouldn't be an issue.
Me dejaron en la mano aquello criminal. Embarazada de Marcela sin...
All right, I'm guessing that he bought her the big pipe organ and she's really not happy about it.
Yes, yes. Tuna egg salad. Dessert!
I'll have whatever Christine is having.
Daddy, I can't marry him. I'm sorry. I just don't love him. Well, it matters to me.
If I let go of my hair, my head will fall off.
Ooh, she should not be wearing those pants. Oh.
I say push her down the stairs.
Push her down the stairs.
Listen to me. It's like all of my life, everyone has always told me, you're a shoe. You're a shoe, you're a shoe, you're a shoe. And then today I just stopped and I said, what if I don't want to be a shoe? What if I want to be a purse, you know, or a hat? No, I don't want you to buy me a hat. I'm saying that I am a hat. It's a metaphor, Daddy.
You can see where you'd have trouble.
Daddy, it's my life. Well, maybe I'll just stay here with Monica.
Well, I guess we've established he's staying here with Monica.
Well, maybe that's my decision. Well, maybe I don't need your money. Wait, I said maybe!
Breathe, that's it. Just try to think of nice, calm things.
Raindrops on roses and doorbells and sleigh bells and something with mittens. La la la, something and noodles with string.
Sorry. I'm all better now. I helped.
Okay, look, but this is probably for the best, you know? Independence, taking control of your life, the whole hat thing.
And hey, you need anything, you can always come to Joey. Me and Chandler live right across the hall, and he's away a lot.
Joey, stop hitting on her. It's her wedding day.
What? Like there's a rule or something?
I got it. Please don't do that again. It's a horrible sound.
It's Paul.
Oh, God. Is it 6:30? Let him in.
Who's Paul?
Paul the wine guy, Paul?
Maybe.
Wait a minute. You're not a real date tonight is with Paul the wine guy?
He finally asked you out?
Yes.
Oh, this is a Dear Diary moment.
Wait. I can cancel. Oh, God, please. No, go. I'll be fine. Ross, are you okay? I mean, do you want me to stay?
That'd be good.
It's Paul the wine guy.
What does that mean? Does he sell it, drink it, or he just complains a lot? Hi, come in. Paul, this is... Everybody? Everybody, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul the wine guy.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Paul, was it?
Okay, I'll be right back. I've just got to go,
A wandering?
Change. Okay, sit down. 2 seconds.
Oh, I just pulled out 4 eyelashes. That can't be good.
Hey, Paul. Here's a little tip. She really likes it when you rub her neck in the same spot over and over and over again till it starts to get a little red.
Rachel, what are you up to tonight?
Well, I was kind of supposed to be headed for Aruba on my honeymoon, so nothing.
Right, you're not even getting your honeymoon. God. No, although Aruba, this time of year, talk about your big lizards. Anyway, if you don't feel like being alone tonight, Joey and Chandler are coming over to help me put together my new furniture.
Yes, and we're very excited about it.
No, actually, thanks, but I think I'm just going to hang out here tonight. It's been a long day.
Oh, sure, okay, sure.
Hey, Phoebes, you want to help?
Oh, I wish I could, but I don't want to.
Love is sweet as summer showers. Love is a wondrous work of art. But your love, oh, your love is like a giant pigeon crapping on my heart. La 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 la. Thank you. La, la, la.
I'm supposed to attach a brackety thing to the side things using a bunch of these little worm guys. I have no brackety thing, I see no worm guys whatsoever, and I cannot feel my legs.
I'm thinking we got a bookcase here.
It's a beautiful thing.
What's this?
I would have to say that is an L-shaped bracket.
Which goes where?
I have no idea.
Done with the bookcase.
I'll finish.
This was Carol's favorite beer. She always drank it out of the can. I mean, I should have known.
Hey. If you're gonna start with that stuff, we're out of here.
Yes, please don't spoil all this fun.
Let me ask you a question. She got the furniture, the stereo, the good TV. What did you get?
You guys.
Oh, God.
You got... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm such an idiot. I guess I should have caught on when she started going to the dentist 4 and 5 times a week. I mean, how clean can teeth get?
My brother's going through that right now. He's such a mess. How did you get through it?
Well, you might try accidentally breaking something valuable of hers. Say her...
Leg?
Me, I went for the watch.
You actually broke her watch? Mm. Wow, the worst thing that I ever did was I shredded my old boyfriend's favorite bath towel.
Ooh, steer clear of you.
That's right.
Barry, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know you probably think this is all about what I said the other night about you making love with your socks on, but it isn't. It isn't. It's about me. And I just...